Amen. All righty. Well, today is Wednesday, April 14th, 2010, and the word for the message for tonight comes from our world word pool for our Wednesday night messages. The word of God in James chapter 5 verse 15 says, "And the prayer of the faith shall save the sick. And the Lord shall raise him up, and if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults to one another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much." And the prayer of the faith shall save the sick. What are the attributes of prayer that heals and prayer that works miracles? What are the attributes of prayer that heals and prayer that works miracles? It's a prayer of the faith. It's a prayer of faith. You don't need to be extraordinary in speech. You don't need to be a clairvoyant person. You don't need to be the type of person that can stand before a crowd and speak from a microphone and testify to the Word of God. You don't have to have a special anointing to be able to pray for healing for people. The Word of God says that the prayer of faith shall save the sick. All you have to do is have faith. It doesn't take an extraordinary person to lay hands on somebody and for them to receive a healing. Not at all. In James 5, verse 17, the word says Elias, which was also called Elijah, was a man subject to like passions as we are. He was just like us. And he prayed earnestly that it might not rain. And it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. For 3 years and 6 months, he prayed that it would not rain. And it didn't rain. Then he prayed again after 3 years and 6 months, and it rained. And the earth brought forth her fruit. Elijah was not an extraordinary man. The word here says that he was subject to like passions just as we are. He was just like us. He had no special gifts. He prayed in faith. He prayed believing. The word of God says that when you pray believing that it shall be done, it shall be given unto you. You have to believe that God will answer your prayers. But the extraordinary thing is not the nature of the prayer, but the faith in the prayer. It's not the words that you say, but it's the faith that is in those words that brings forth healing. Christ healed many times. It's mentioned in the word in the four gospels of his travels as he went about the countryside preaching the gospel, preaching the word of God. He healed many. In my other Bible that I have at home, there's miracles in the New Testament, and I counted 22 specifically that are mentioned, but we know that there were many, many more than that. But the thing to remember is that when Christ healed those people, he didn't heal them because of his own powers. He wasn't a special doctor that had medicinal properties that he could just touch somebody and heal them. I mean, he did have the power of God, but it wasn't because of his power that healed people, but it was because of their faith. In Matthew chapter 29, verse 28 and 29, the word says, "And when he was come into the house, the blind man the blind men, came to see him. And Jesus said unto them, believe ye that I am able to do this? And they said to him, yes, Lord. Then he touched their eyes, saying, according to your faith be it unto you. And their sight was restored. He asked them if they believed that he could restore their sight with just his touch. And they said yes. And because of their faith, they were healed. Because of their faith, not because of Christ's powers. In Matthew chapter 8, verse 5, we read of a centurion that had come into Christ when Christ came into Capernaum. And he just spoke to Christ, and he said that his servant lay with palsy at home, grievously tormented. And Jesus said to the centurion, I will go with you, I'll come with you, and I will heal him. But the centurion answered Christ, and he said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. Just speak the word, Lord, and I believe he will be healed. You don't have to come. You don't have to touch him. You don't have to lay hands on him. You don't have to anoint him. All you have to do is just speak it, and he'll be healed, even from miles away. Now, of course, the verses that follow, probably 9 through 12, which I don't have here tonight, but Christ was amazed at the amount of faith that this centurion had. And he said, nowhere in the land have I run across a man with such faith. In verse 13, the word says, and Jesus said unto the centurion, go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so it be done unto thee. And his servant was healed in that same hour. When the centurion got home, he asked at what time the servant had been healed, and he found that it was when Christ spoke those words. It was at that very hour that Christ spoke those words that the centurion had been healed. But it was, or the servant had been healed. But it was based on the belief and the faith of the soldier. It was based on his faith that his servant would be healed by just Christ saying it. And it was so. One of my favorite miracles of healing spoken in Scripture is in Luke. And it talks about a woman that had an issue with blood, and she had had this issue with blood for many, many years. The word says, it's in verse 47 and 48, the word says, and when the woman saw that, what happened before I read these scriptures, is Christ was in a crowd. There were a lot of people around him. This woman thought, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I will be healed. So what happens is Christ is in this crowd, and she gets close enough to him to just touch the hem of his garment, which is at the very bottom. So she was on her knees, probably reaching through a bunch of feet, just trying to get to that garment, because she knew if she touched it, she'd be healed. And when she did, Christ felt it. He felt something and wondered who had touched him. And his servants, he said to his disciples, who touched me? And they're like, are you kidding? All these people around here. How do you know somebody touched you? But at that point, the woman knew that she had touched him. And part of his virtue, his strength had been taken. That's how he felt it. So when the woman saw that she was not hid any longer, that she had been found out, she came trembling and falling down before him. She declared unto him before all the people for what cause she had touched him, and how she was healed immediately. So she came forward and confessed. And he said unto her, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith made thee whole. Go in peace. Thy faith has made you whole. I know for everyone that I have ever anointed and prayed over for healing, I make sure that they understand why we are doing it. That is mentioned in James. It says that if anyone is sick, that the elders of the church are supposed to come together, anoint them, and pray. But it's not by the prayers that someone receives the healing. You understand? It's by their faith. You have to believe that God will heal you. And if you have strong enough belief, it will happen just as Christ did, immediately. At that very second, at that very hour. If you have faith strong enough to believe that Christ will heal you, you will receive it. Unfortunately, not many people receive it that fast, but some do. These things that I've mentioned tonight speak of spiritual healings. I'm sorry, physical healing. But the word also mentions healing the brokenhearted. There are different types of healings. There are physical healings when you get a boo-boo. Okay? When you get a cut, when you get a bump, you get a bruise. Physical healings. There are also healings that are needed of our spirit, of our hearts. We all go into relationships from one to another and end up coming with wounds. Broken marriages, broken relationships, child abuse, all those types of things follow us throughout our lives. Neglect. Those wounds leave scars and bumps and bruises to our spirit, to our character. A lot of people have said how much the fact that they were neglected as a child, they're not as loving a parent or as affectionate as when they're a parent because of the way they were treated. We all have those wounds within us, within our hearts, to our spirits that require healing. And a lot of times, the only way those things are healed is with time. However, the Word of God also has healing properties. It is like medicine to our spirit. In Psalms chapter 147, verse 3, the word says, "He healeth the broken heart and bindeth up their wounds." God can heal your heart. But there are, just like with any other type of medicine, there are instructions for applying it. There are things that we must do to allow God's word to be the medicine that we need to our spirit to heal us. In Luke chapter 4, the word says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty men that are bruised." This was Christ speaking these words. Christ was sent to heal the brokenhearted, to restore sight to the blind, to deliver the captives. And these things were spoken by Christ when he was in the wilderness for 40 days being tempted by Satan. God's word brings healing to our spirit. In Proverbs chapter 4, starting at verse 20, the word says, "My son, attend to my words. Incline thy ear unto my saying. Let them not depart from thy eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart, for they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life." This is our instruction. This is our instruction to apply the word of God to our life so that we may receive healing. We must attend to the words of God. We must keep them in the midst of our heart, for within our heart is where we receive healing for what is broken and wounded. But they are life. Words of God are life and they are health to our flesh. They restore us. They strengthen us. They're a light unto our path. There's many things we could say about the Word of God. But it does have healing properties. And the biggest thing is for us to remember that we have to apply the medicine that God gives us to receive the healings. There are times when we can just receive the touch of the Lord and be healed. There are other times when we are called to turn to the Word of God for those deeper wounds and allow the Word of God to heal us. Sometimes it takes a little longer for those deeper wounds to be taken care of. But the Word says in Exodus chapter 15, verse 26, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord and will do those things that is right in their sight and give ear to his commandments and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee. None of these diseases which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. Diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord. Attend to his words. Keep them in your heart. Focus on them. God's word is a healing agent just like natural medicine. The medicine itself is what contains the ability to produce the healing. The medicine in this case is God's word. God's word produces the healing within our bodies. But we have to apply it. We can't allow our Bible, the Word of God, to sit on a shelf and collect dust and expect to be healed or to receive any type of healing from it if we're not studying it, if we're not attending to it, and if we're not keeping those words within our hearts. We have to apply the medication. God's word is the medicine. We have to apply it to our hearts. We have to trust in the Lord, and we have to stand in faith, believing, asking God to heal us of whatever is wrong, of the wounds that are deep within our heart that cut deep. It's important for us to have enough faith, our faith that can move mountains. Within God's word is the capacity, the energy, the ability, and the nature to affect healing within your body. The words are there. The healing properties are there. You just have to apply them. We apply God's word to our hearts, to our minds. We receive strength, and it allows our wounds to heal. But we have to focus on him. We have to draw close unto the Lord. In Psalms chapter 107, verse 20, the word says, and he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Just by sending his word, God healed people because they received it into their hearts. It just didn't sit in their mind. It wasn't just knowledge. They applied it. I had a conversation with someone today that talked about knowledge and wisdom and what the difference is. Knowledge is reading something and knowing it. Wisdom is applying it. Having the knowledge and applying it to your life, that gives you wisdom. The Lord has wisdom. God has wisdom. He gives it to us as we see fit, as we seek it. We ask for wisdom and understanding, and God grants it to us. But it's only through the knowledge that we are able to receive wisdom. First, you have to know that God is who he is, and he'll do what he says he'll do. Without that knowledge, you can't receive wisdom. Without even the knowledge of the word of God, you can't know that the Bible says to seek it and ask for it and you'll receive it. So you have to have the knowledge first. The wisdom comes from the Lord and allows you to apply the knowledge that you've received. But just by sending his word to the people, God healed them. of ailments, of physical ailments, of spiritual ailments, delivered them from bondage, delivered them from sin, delivered them from their lust, their pride, all the things that they had done wrong. Just by sending his word, he allowed it to heal them and deliver them from their destructions, from the things that they had done wrong. They were delivered when they received into God, into their heart, the word of God. But as Proverbs 4:21 states, that I read a while ago, we must keep God's word in our heart for them to deliver the healing that we seek. The words have to remain in your heart, not just in your head. The verse says, let them not depart from thine eyes, and keep them in the midst of thine heart. We are talking about the word of God and his words. Keep them in your heart, and they will heal you of the things that are happening in your life, of the guidance and the direction that you need and that you seek. Are you all right? Our last verse for tonight is from Jeremiah chapter 17. And the words say, heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for thou art my praise. Seek your healing from the Lord. Seek God's word in your life. Put it in your heart, not just in your head. Receive guidance and healing for your body and for your spirit. And know that the prayer of the faith, a prayer of faith, shall save the sick. But it is through faithful prayers that we receive guidance, direction, wisdom, and healing. Amen. That's the message for tonight. Does anybody have any questions or anything to add? If all hearts and minds are clear, then we can stand for dismissal.